Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello there, my very good friends. On this morning's news video, we are going to cover the Scott Hall health situation in depth, covering basically everything we know about what's currently going on with the WWE Hall of Famer. I'm Andy Murray.
I'm Adam Wilborn.
And yeah, we're just going to fire straight into this thing. So yesterday, it was Wade Keller of Pro Wrestling Torch who broke the news that unfortunately Scott Hall, the former Razor Ramon, Diamond Stud, whatever you may know him as, two-time WWE Hall of Famer, pro wrestling legend, was unfortunately on life support. Hall suffered 3 heart attacks. This was owing to a blood clot that had become loose in his body after complications stemming from hip surgery. Obviously a very sad, horrible situation. It was Pro Wrestling Torch's Wade Keller breaking the story, like I said. And unfortunately today, Kevin Nash, longtime friend and associate and tag team partner of Scott Hall, has come through with some even sadder news.
Yeah, devastating news coming out on Kevin Nash's Instagram. He posted, basically, once Scott Hall's family is in place, they are going to discontinue his life support. I'll read you the whole Instagram post. He wrote, Scott's on life support. Once his family is in place, they will discontinue life support. I'm going to lose the one person on this planet I've spent more of my time with than anyone else. My heart is broken and I'm so effing sad. I love Scott with all my heart, but now I have to prepare my life without him in the present. I've been blessed to have a friend that took me at face value and I him. When we jumped to WCW, we didn't care who liked or hated us. We had each other, and with the smooth Barry Bloom, we changed wrestling both in content and pay for those a lot that disliked us. We were the outsiders, but we had each other. Scott always felt he wasn't worthy of the afterlife. Well, God, please have some gold-plated toothpicks for my brother. My life was enriched with his take on life. He wasn't perfect, but as he always said, the last perfect person to walk the planet, they nailed to a cross. As we prepare for life without him, just remember, there goes a great guy. You ain't going to see another one like him again. See you down the road, Scott. I couldn't love a human being any more than I do you. Devastating news, obviously. Yeah. People were across social media, as you said, in the last 24 hours, just sending love and prayers and stuff to Scott Hall. But like Kevin Nash writes here, it looks like once his family is all there, then that's going to be it for Scott Hall.
Yeah, it's just a desperately sad situation. I think when the story about his hip surgery broke last week, obviously, you could never have imagined something like this coming from it. And it's desperately sad. This is a 63-year-old man, friends, family, a vast network of friends and family. And that is obviously the most important thing here. Just horrible all around. I mean, from a wrestling context, this is a game-changing guy, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Like, one of the most important wrestlers of his era, of any era, really, in terms of how he had an impact in completely changing the face of the business. So he starts his trade in the AWA. He eventually winds up in WCW, where he becomes the Diamond Stud. Then he moves over to the then WWF, Razor Ramon, the Scarface-inspired character. One of the coolest just guys I've ever seen. Yeah. I was 5 years old when I first laid eyes on Scott Hall as Razor Ramon, and I didn't know what the word cool meant until I saw this guy. Just leaking charisma.
Exuded it, didn't he?
Yeah, man. He stars in so many of that era's most important moments, which we'll get to with the Twitter questions when we come to those. But yeah, obviously, he jumped ship to WCW with Kevin Nash, the Outsiders. That in itself is a game-changing moment that completely reshuffles the Monday Night Wars era. And then, of course, there's the NWO, the third man. Eventually, you know, WCW goes away. Scott and Kevin, they have their short WWE comeback in 2002. They wind up in TNA and various other spots over the years. 2014, he's inducted to the Hall of Fame as a singles act. And then in last year's ceremony, I believe it was as part of the Class of 2020 vote. Correct me if I'm
wrong. Yes, I think you're right there.
By all accounts, he's inducted as the NWO. He'd made several WWE appearances over the last few years in little cameo roles. And obviously, Luke, Scott had his demons. The guy had a lot of problems throughout his life that unquestionably had a detrimental impact on his career. And that's a real shame, of course, but we have the utmost sympathy for the guy. In recent years, it seemed he was doing a lot better by all accounts. He's somebody who worked closely with DDP, similar to Jake the Snake Roberts in that regard. There's a little bit in the resurrection of Jake the Snake with Scott Hall. Scott Hall was such a huge, formative, important figure in my like early wrestling fandom that this is just desperately sad. But like we say, the most important thing here is obviously the friends and family and sending our best wishes to them.
Indeed, yeah. And it's like you say, such a dark time, and yet you go on social media and you see so many people have got such good things to say about him.
Yeah, this is it. Like, there have been a bunch of nice stories and stuff that have come out. If you go and look at like Reddit, for example, you find a lot of them aggregated there. X-Pac posting a bunch of photos and stuff. It's just a, you know, dark time for sure, but it's nice to see these people sharing memories. One that stood out to me in particular, actually, it came from AIW, the indie group in America, Ohio-based, I believe, who's just shared a story about booking Scott Hall in 2020 and the generosity of this man, even at this stage in his career. Yeah. He's retired, he's a legend, he's done everything. I'll just read the tweet to you. In February 2020, we had Scott Hall booked on a weekend loop split with another company. AIW students were responsible for driving him for the entire weekend. Scott Hall paid for every gallon of gas and every meal over 3 days because he said that's what vets are supposed to do. Other people chimed in as well. There was, we heard from The Rock, we heard from X-Pac, like I said, Paige, Eric Bischoff, just wide-ranging, shows the impact this guy had. And yeah, man, it's a desperately sad situation. And yeah, when I saw this Kevin Nash update this morning, it was a real gut punch.
Yeah, I was, you know, keeping my fingers crossed as I saw the news break on Twitter yesterday. And then, like you say, this devastating confirmation. It's going to be a huge loss to the wrestling business. But like you say, tinged with just so many loving tales of what an absolute legend.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Years. You mentioned it earlier, Andy. We've gotten and done Twitter questions just about Scott Hall because this is the way we want to remember him, and hopefully you sense that he would want people to look back with fond memories rather than just be very sad right now. Jay Kalex says, would you consider the Scott Hall versus Shawn Michaels ladder match to be within the top three most iconic Intercontinental Champion matches ever?
Yeah, oh, 100%. Yeah. 100%. I think it's a strong contender for number one. Other matches you might consider would be like Brett versus Bulldog from SummerSlam, Savage versus Steamboat, obviously. But
Miz versus Ziggler, all the big ones.
There's like a bunch of them you can throw in there for sure. But like the ladder match, in particular, it's the stipulation coming to life as well, of course.
It's the thing they always hold up against any other ladder match.
Exactly. And like, it's a match that if you got, like, if you're a younger fan and you go back and view it today, with the way ladder matches have evolved and become more chaotic and high spot, and there's nothing wrong with that, it's a different style, it might be a little bit tricky to go back and fully appreciate the value of that match. But I mean, you'll certainly get a feeling for how important it was, and like, it's one that I still watch every now and then with fond memories. And yeah, it's definitely one of the most iconic Intercontinental matches.
Yeah, without question. You hear legends talk about it, you hear up and comers talk about it, talk about how it, you know, defined their development within the business. They saw that and thought, that's what you want to aim for. So yeah, it's going to be worth a rewatch, no doubt. B says, vintage Scott Hall is available for WrestleMania. Who do you book him against and how does he go over? There's only one Scott Hall.
Yeah, Bret Hart for me. Like, they wrestled a couple of times, Royal Rumble 93, King of the Ring 93 in WWF. And I know that there were some issues with the Royal Rumble match and they had a little bit of beef. But if we're fantasy booking things, we can remove those, obviously. Mm-hmm. Bret was the master craftsman of that era of WWE. And Scott, when you put Scott in a big match with somebody whose ability he was fully respected in, he was as good as anyone. I think him and Bret would have put a masterpiece together at WrestleMania, and the finish has got to be just an expertly crafted razor's edge spot.
Yeah,
Bret was the king of just laying things out, and Scott was such an able dance partner. I think that would have been an awesome match at WrestleMania, taking away certain issues that they may have had behind the scenes.
Yeah, exactly. If you're going to do it with someone current on the roster now,
oh wow, Bryan Danielson on
a similar
vein.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
It's that kind of mix of like supreme technician versus just the ultimate charisma guy.
Yeah.
And you know, Scott was a great wrestler as well, but like, charismatically, he was on a completely different level to anyone else in the business.
Yeah, I'd like to see him in the build, have someone like Seth Rollins to work with who thinks he's all that, and then Razor Ramon just walks in like
toothpick in the eye.
Come on, buddy. Yeah, I think it'd be fantastic. But let us know your fantasy picks in the comments section. Eddie Zamharry says, what is your memorable Scott Hall / Razor Ramon moment of his career?
I got a bunch and I've written them down. Obviously, you've got things like the debut, Jumping Ship, Bash at the Beach 1996, The Third Man. But two things like that stick out to me personally are the Action Zone tag from the second episode of Action Zone, 30th of October 1994. It's Razor Ramon and the 1-2-3 Kid versus Diesel and Shawn Michaels. If you've never seen this match, and it's not on the network, so there's a strong chance you haven't, Google it, you will find it straight away. This match is ridiculous. For this era of pro wrestling, it is so action-focused. It could have happened last week in another company, and you would have batted your eye. It was uncharacteristic of the company at the time, but for me, it's a cult classic. It is a riot that stands up today. Everybody working their ass off. A joy of a pro wrestling match. Check it out. I will tweet it after the video goes out, so you can find it easily on my Twitter. And also his final words in his 2014 Hall of Induction speech. This has just always stuck out to me, and I've written it down word for word so I don't mess it up. In my lifetime, I've learned that hard work pays off. Dreams come true. Bad times don't last, but bad guys do. You know, after all his struggles, going into the Hall of Fame, taking that victory lap, words that'll stay with me forever.
Yeah, it was a great moment at the time. It was a great moment when it was reflected on in the resurrection of Jake the Snake, like you say. Yeah. Scott Hall's, you know, journey in that too. Ironically, all those things you've mentioned there, the obvious stuff within WCW, etc. I really liked, and I know this is, you know, it's not a great match to reflect on, his sell of the stunner at WrestleMania lives long in my memory.
One of the best sellers of the stunner
ever. I don't know what he does in the air, but an absolute classic.
He's right up there. Like, people always talk about The Rock, and understandably so, sell of the stunner. But the Hall was so...
Because he's so big.
Exactly. It's like he had springs in his boots. It's so awesome, man.
Arnav Gupta writes, where do you think he had a bigger impact, WWE or WCW?
For me, it's WCW, just because of the NWO. They completely changed the face of the Monday Night Wars. The WWF run, Razor Ramon, is iconic in and of itself, and it's great that he got to come back into the company and into the Hall of Fame twice. But yeah, for me, the WCW run, all-time classic wrestling stuff.
Yeah, it's industry changing, isn't it? Like, I mean, Nash sort of alluded to it. You know, I know there was issues around it, but like, the pay structure that they managed to command sort of, you know, led the way for a lot of wrestlers, you know, and really opened some doors for them. And yeah. I know there's been issues with him, what have you.
Yeah, like Nash said in his update, like, it was the wrestling business. These guys weren't perfect.
Exactly. But,
like, yeah, it's part
of it. And like you say, in terms of what difference it made for the Monday Night Wars, it's seismic. It's
yeah.
The biggest thing, arguably. Final question today comes from Adam Whiteside, Andy. He writes, is he the greatest wrestler never to win the world title?
I think there's a very strong argument, right? You might talk about Roddy Piper or Jake Roberts being more cerebral and like intense on the microphone. You might talk about Owen Hart as a better technical wrestler, and I, you know, these are valid arguments and an important part of the conversation, but Scott was such a complete performer. He could absolutely do it in the big time matches and be awesome, but he was so televisual, like he came off so well on camera. And when you're in places like WWF and WCW, that was obviously their priority. He was such a character, he had such presence. It helped that he was gigantic as well as a human being, but so character. The guy was a proper star, man. Like, maybe if your definition of best wrestler is like purely technicality and stuff, maybe not, but as a complete package, man, I think it's very difficult to argue.
Yeah, he's one of those ones who's such a legend that in my head I forget to mention him when I talk about people who haven't been world champion, because I'm like, he must have at some point, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, without question for me, the greatest wrestler to never win a world title. Let us know your thoughts on him. Let us know your memories, everything in the comments section below. Thanks for your Twitter questions at WhatCultureWWE. As Andy mentioned, we'll be back later on today with a separate news video. But it just didn't feel right to kind of mix the two things for today. But as I said, let us know your thoughts and memories of Scott Hall in the comments section below. Like, share, subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from. For daily wrestling podcasts, and you can also tweet us at WhatCultureWWE. You can find Andy Murray on there at
Andy H. Murray,
and you can follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE, as I said. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.